Stop 17, The White Tower. The White Tower was built on the orders of William the Conqueror, who seized the crown nearly 1,000 years ago after victory at the Battle of Hastings. It's a tall, three-story Norman castle with a long wooden staircase leading up to the entrance on the raised ground floor. It's built of grey ragstone, which has an uneven surface, with detailing in smoother, pale cornstone. It's called the White Tower because, from the 13th to the 17th centuries, it was regularly whitewashed. Rising above the crenellated battlements at the top are four tall, narrow turrets with silvery lead domes and golden weather vanes. Three of the turrets are square, but the one we're standing closest to is circular, and it contains a long spiral staircase. Because it was so secure, the tower was the perfect place to store valuables. This led to the building's role today as a museum for the Royal Armouries, collection of historic weapons and armour.
Please be aware that access to the White Tower and between each of its three floors is by stairs only. There are 204 steps in total. Allow at least 30 to 40 minutes to explore the whole building. This tour includes stops on each floor, and it is possible to listen to the descriptions without going inside if you prefer. With the wall in front of you, there is a bench on both sides where you can sit and listen, or head to the new Armouries Cafe if you like. If you do go inside, there is a one-way system within the tower leading upwards, but it is possible to exit with a staff member at any time if requested. For instance, you might choose to visit the ground floor only. There are staff available on each floor if you need any help or have any questions. Inside, on the entrance floor, you can explore the Royal Armouries collection and hear a description of Henry VIII's armour. More stairs lead to the first floor, where we will stop in the Grand Chamber at St John's Chapel. A short spiral staircase leads up to the second floor, where Jacob's Chair will be described. The exit from here is via a long, narrow spiral staircase to the basement, which has over 100 steps. If you've decided not to visit the White Tower, you can either listen to the White Tower stops elsewhere, or skip straight to nearby stop 29 to hear about the trial of Anne Boleyn. To get to stop 29, with the White Tower behind you, continue walking straight for 12 metres with a low fence on your right-hand side. Follow the fence as it turns right and walk down the sloping path, which has an uneven surface for around 75 metres. This route has benches and bins as obstacles on the right. Stop when you pass a mature tree on your left and a double bench on your right. To hear the directions to the White Tower, play the next track.